So let's take you, your education, grade school. You
Irving Elementary, Muskogee, Oklahoma. No, I did not have to go to prison. And then Alice Robertson Junior High, again in Muskogee. And then I graduated from Muskogee High School, which was the second year that it was totally integrated.
So you went through integration.
It was interesting.
Okay.
To say the least.
All right.
So everyone was worried there was going to be a riot. And so they set up structures and organizations and things to respond in case there was a disturbance. And I was right in the middle of it all. And I was on all those boards and commissions and stuff. I was very active. Again, going back to my interest in government, I got very interested in student government. And so I participated in all that. And then I rebelled, and I started my underground newspaper.
So in high school,
mm-hmm.
you got really involved, junior, senior, probably?
Junior year.
You got really involved in all that?
Yep.
Were you supportive of the integration?
Oh, very much so.
Was there a huge segment of the community who was against it?
There was a vocal segment of the community that they would say they were more fearful. They weren't against it. And so there were elements that were against it in Muskogee. But it went like clockwork. And I give administrators, our superintendent at the time, John Tom Staten, who later became a legislator, did a couple of other things. But he handled it marvelously. While there were some administrators that I disliked, there were also some that were really rose to the occasion and helped guide us through it because it was tough. I mean, just explaining to the people in Muskogee why there was going to be a black basketball queen and a white basketball queen was tough. People didn't understand, but we did that co-pairing through everything, the high school president, queens, the king, all those things that happen in sports, everything was one black, one white.
What percentage of the population was black?
Probably about 25%. It was higher than in Oklahoma. You know, Muskogee kind of came out of the Dawes Commission, the allotment of the land to the various tribes, and of course the main headquarters, the Dawes Commission, is now the Five Civilized Tribes Museum in Muskogee. So there was this whole issue of, can't we all just get along together? And I think a lot of African Americans came to Muskogee because of that. Not because they were freedmen from the Cherokees, but I think that they just all came there because they knew they could live there.
So they lived there peacefully in the community.
Very much so.
However, to put them all under the same roof for school, that is getting a little close.
It did. And, right. And you know, people, the original high school was called Central High School, and everybody wanted to fight over the whole issue of changing the name. And there were those of us in student government that didn't want to have anything to do with that. We just wanted to go to school.
Changing the name.
Yeah, they wanted to move it. The school administration wanted to move the name from Central High School to Muskogee High School.
And you were
very, very supportive of it. Matter of fact, we had again, one of these little public events that we were not supposed to do. So a variety of us, I know that June Edmondson, the daughter of the former congressman and former AG here in Oklahoma,
his name, Jane.
Her name, June Edmondson. She was in school with me.
But you said the daughter of?
Daughter of Ed Edmondson. Ed was the longtime congressman of Muskogee, and of course, June, Drew, Jim, all are their children. And so she and I and a half a dozen other people, there was a big metal sign in front of the school, and it said Central High School. And so we went out there with our wrenches and bolt cutters, and we took down the C, the E, the N, the T, the R, and the L, and then took the A and put it in the middle. So the sign said A, High School. And then because I and a couple of others understood the importance of media, we called the Muskogee Phoenix, the newspaper, and had them come out and take a picture of us in front of the sign and identifying all of us and put it in the newspaper.
Okay. First of all, is there fallout at home over that?
No. My mother was in charge of the children. And as long as I was doing something that was somewhat constructive, she'd let me. And I always gave her the out. I said, you know, by the time I got around, they were just tired. And so they didn't fight with me on much of anything when I was in high school. And there was a lot that they could have fought with me over, but